Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Twerking.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, here we go on the podcast on this lovely Wednesday. What's up, Al?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. We did a lot of talk this morning on the actual Boomer and Geo show about... What started out with the scoliosis test in school, like how that was kind of odd that gym teachers would do the scoliosis test for us. Gio was also talking about getting a hernia check at school, which I never got a hernia check at school.
No, we had the scoliosis test. I don't believe we had that. Our pediatrician, remember our physical every year, we got that checked. I don't remember that in school. I don't remember. It's possible, but I don't remember that.
Yeah, I definitely remember the scoliosis test.
Yes.
And then I remember that if you were going out for a sport, that you had to go see your doctor and
physical.
Get a physical.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that I knew was a hernia check, which I was like, I am out for that. I guess I'm not playing sports in high school. That and the showering situation.
Yeah, that never,
showering
that never
after games.
Me. You go see a doctor, whatever.
No, but I'm saying, did you shower after games?
We never did. No.
Yeah. No. See,
it was never a thing.
Yeah, like in our junior high and my high school. Now, is the school you went to? Did you go to the same school the whole time?
I did 9 years. Yeah,
K through eight.
Yeah.
Oh, and then you went to high school after that.
Yep.
But we had like 7th, 8th grade is one, and then the high school. Both of those gyms, when we went to get dressed for gym class, there was the locker room, and there were showers. I never saw anybody use the shower.
Yeah, our schools never. So grammar school, we didn't even have a gym. We actually had to go play. Our school had to rent a gym for us to play basketball, for instance. And same thing with baseball. We didn't play at our baseball field because it wasn't really playable. So they rented a field for our practices and games. So we were never even in locker rooms. We would show up almost like the visiting team every time we went somewhere. You would show up, you played for your allotted time, and then your parents were waiting for you outside.
Yeah.
There was no, in high school, there were showers, but it was the same thing. Like when something ended, like for baseball, for instance, in high school, when practice or a game was over, our parents were in the parking lot. We walked right from the dugout right to the car and went home. Like, there was no shower when we got home.
Why do pro athletes shower?
Well, probably because it's disgusting and they've been sweating for hours and hours. You'd have to ask Boomer. He's the guy. You know, could you theoretically just put clothes on and go home and then shower when you get home? Sure. And I'm sure some do.
Like, these guys making millions of dollars, they probably have beautiful bathrooms, right?
Yeah.
Or they're going back to the hotel, beautiful bathroom. But I guess you're right. If you got 50 men on like a bus or a plane.
It's disgusting.
That haven't showered.
Yeah.
But I guess maybe for home games, you would just go, you know, you drove yourself there. Especially I'm thinking like baseball. Baseball players all drive themselves.
Yeah, I would think
right?
so. I would certainly believe so.
So when you leave and you go, you know, I'm not going to shower. I got this beautiful home in New Jersey. You know, I'm on the Mets. Mm-hmm. I got this beautiful home in New Jersey. I'm going to go there and shower there and enjoy.
And playing a baseball game, while you might sweat for sure, it's not like playing a football game in the mud.
Right.
When it's raining or cold or misty, it's a little different.
Yeah.
You know, I'm with you. But you also have not all of the guys, but there are media responsibilities. Maybe you don't want to stand up in front of your locker and just stink to high heaven.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, that could be a thing.
I never thought of that.
I don't know. I mean, it's something I certainly saw as a quote-unquote reporter, if that's what I was, back in the day in the locker rooms. There were a lot of showers being had.
Yeah.
A lot of guys showering.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I got to say, I really was only in the Buccaneers locker room.
Mm-hmm.
Buccaneers, Rays, and Lightning, I guess.
Right.
All those showers were in a whole nother part. Like, mm-hmm. I'd never saw the showers, but men would come out in towels.
Yeah. The old Yankee Stadium, if you were in the clubhouse in the locker room, you could see into the showers. I'm not saying you could see the stall. You couldn't see the shower. I don't mean that. But when they walked out, like, you were seeing the opening. If you walked in, you were in the shower to the right or the left.
Interesting.
So, yes. I wasn't in that locker room often. I would say maybe four or five times.
Yeah.
But maybe even a little more than that. But yeah, that was very, it was an old stadium, so everything was right there, very compact, different.
Mm. Why can't they just separate the showers? That would be so much more pleasant.
And make stalls?
For the players, yeah.
I don't know.
Seems simple.
I guess, would think it is simple.
I guess maybe what would happen is after a game, you get your ass kicked, guys might rip doors off of things.
I suppose, but then you could rip the locker doors off, and I mean, I guess.
I actually heard that, I don't know where I had heard this, that, you know, sometimes you go to like a bar or restaurant, sports bar or something, and sometimes you go into the bathroom and there's urinal dividers, and other places don't have them. I remember asking somebody one time why there's, and they said that in some places, people get angry that their teams are losing. They'll come in and kick the
I believe that.
Divider. So they just eliminate it.
I mean, we certainly know people that have thrown things through TVs because they're pissed off.
Right. Their team loses, especially now with legalized sports gambling.
One thing when you bet back in the day, you looked like a lunatic. Now, people not only have money on the games, they're happy to tell you they got money on the games.
Yeah. We would get dressed, though, for gym. Like, we'd put on gym clothes.
Yeah, so would we.
You would do that, too, and then go back in, put on your clothes, and go back to class.
Yep.
Now, back in my days, I remember there were only two deodorants.
Okay. Speed Stick?
Menin Speed Stick. That was if you were using a stick, and Right Guard in the gold container if you were. And I guess Brute 33 also had a spray, I remember. But those locker rooms, teenage locker rooms, just smelled like Right Guard.
Yeah, Old Spice, too, was more of an older man's.
Back then.
Yes, but there were, from time to time, you would see that around.
Yeah.
Old Spice.
Yeah. It used to just, when I smell Right Guard to this day, I think of 8th grade
gym
class. Do you really? Yeah.
That's interesting.
Were you a Speed Stick guy?
Yes.
Speed Stick guy. Yeah.
For a while, Right Guard. The spray, though, the aerosol.
Yeah.
And then I was probably the aerosol. Yeah, I used that. Then I realized it didn't work. I don't know. As I got older and gross, it didn't work as well.
Yeah.
So I went to the Speed Stick. Never had a problem with it. Then the gel sticks came out.
Mm.
First time I tried a gel stick, I must have had, I wound up getting an infected cyst under my arm, and it was gross.
Damn.
And it was big. And I waited, I think I've told you this before, I waited too long to go to the doctor to where the pain was so bad and it was so infected that he flat out told me, he goes, I'm going to try and numb this for you, but it's not going to work, and this is going to be painful. I'll never forget that. And he was right. It didn't work, and it was painful. And the junk that came out of my arm.
He just drained it? Like, he put
stuck a needle in it? Yeah.
Oh.
It was horrible. And so I've never to this day, I don't know if that was the reason for it or not, but to this day, I will never use a gel deodorant ever again.
Yeah.
That you want to talk about scarred for life. I see gel deodorant, and I think back to, I was probably, never forget, after the surgery, I was, so after this emergency, surgery, if that's what you want to call it, was like on a Thursday, and I had a tea time with my dad on Saturday, or maybe it was Wednesday and Friday, whatever, it was 2 days later. I remember asking the doctor, like, can I play golf, like, soon? So I was probably in my early 20s. And he's like, unless you're going to keep your arm in tight, no. I'm like, oh, so I can. I just got to keep my arm in tight. And I remember, I'm not even joking, Al. I played that entire round. It was this arm. So I played that entire round with this arm. Or maybe I forget which one. But I had to keep it tucked to my body. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to enjoy the day with my dad, and I'm not going to worry about who cares? I could only hit the ball like 150 yards with the driver. That was it. And the irons were, but you know what? Everything was straight. And I had a nice time. And I didn't hurt myself. Nothing ripped. Everything was good. The stitches stayed on. But that was a rough one. But that, I think of gel deodorant.
You will never have another gel deodorant.
Never.
Now you probably go in a middle school gym locker room, and everyone's probably got a different brand. That's how many different brands there are.
The Axe one is a very big one. I like that one now. The Axe, was it called? It's Axe, right?
Yeah. Do you recall, did you have to be told to start wearing deodorant, or did you pick that up
on
your own?
No, I remember asking because I could tell I needed it.
You were starting to smell?
When puberty hit, yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Because that's funny. It's like what you hear from, I'll hear it from moms more, maybe because men are expecting the, but, you know, these women that I know, family members, friends that have sons, tell of this time where all of a sudden the son smells disgusting.
Yeah. And they
like
go through phases.
Something happens to their body chemistry.
It's called puberty and growth
puberty,
spurts.
Yeah. And all of a sudden they just start smelling.
No doubt. And sometimes they get out of the shower, 5 minutes later, they stink. Like, what the hell? It's just your body doing what it's got to do.
Yeah. Your body's like making things, making testosterone.
It is. That's right.
Hair is coming out of all sorts of body parts. Your legs are getting hairy. Your feet are getting gnarly.
Mm-hmm.
Your hands are just, you're just.
That is true.
Just stank it up. You know who used to make a nice deodorant? Degree spray.
Okay.
It was a dry spray. That was the very first dry spray, remember?
Mm-hmm.
You'd
I do
spray
remember.
It on, but it wouldn't be all wet like the Right Guard was.
I get the sense you're not using any of this stuff anymore.
No, I use
what do you use? A rock?
I use a coconut, Jerry. I just rub it on there. No, there's
all natural
deodorants that have better ingredients.
Is Tom's one of the better ones?
Tom's is one of those that that was a good one, and then Tom sold to like Procter & Gamble or something, and they kind of changed it. They kind of ruined it, yeah.
So what would be your brand of choice now?
I use one called Humble.
Okay.
H-U-M-B-L-E.
Is it
Humble.
Work?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Well, I guess no one sold you. I mean, you live alone, so.
I don't sweat a lot, generally. But, I'm not sure. No one has said anything. Maybe people wouldn't say anything to me. Maybe I leave, like, my family's gathering and they go, "Ew, smells like a prepubescent boy."
Who is going to talk to him next time?
Yeah. Because whatever
he stinks.
He is using does not work. Yeah.
That's funny.
There was a time when I attempted, many years ago, I must have read somewhere that simply using baby powder would do the trick for you, which I tried. And then at one point I was like, I stink.
This is not working.
This is not working anymore.
Yeah, I never had that phase.
So I remember Howard Stern years ago talking about aluminum in deodorant being bad for you. And then he was trying all these deodorants. And I remember one morning he came and he goes, "I'm back to the aluminum." He goes, "This everything else stinks."
Yeah. Including him.
Yeah. But I think maybe now, maybe they figured that out. I don't know.
Yeah. Hopefully. I was actually listening to him the other day. And he had his wife on, and I didn't realize I don't listen enough. She's a sugar nut, and she goes through like 3 weeks, no sugar, and then 3 weeks, she just binges it. And this was coming off where she had just eaten a half a box of Lucky Charms or something.
Damn.
Like, wow. And I'm sure she's in great shape.
She is.
But it's just amazing how everybody's body is different.
Yeah.
It's incredible. I'm not saying it's good long term for what she's doing, but it certainly has no effect on her.
I guess not. I mean, I guess, you know, it's. I always think it's the things that you do during the week that are the building blocks.
Right, not the one-offs. Right?
Yeah, if on Sundays, every Sunday you get a dozen donuts from Dunkin' and you eat them all, okay. Like, you're probably not going to feel great because you're not used to eating.
But you'll burn it
donuts.
Off and you'll recover from it.
Yeah, you're not going to, like, I never thought, like, you're going to gain weight from eating dessert on the weekends.
Let me ask you this. A serious question. If you had a donut every night for dessert, every night, this is your main thing, as opposed to eat clean all week but eat 7 donuts on Sunday.
Yeah.
Same effect. I think it's a different effect.
I think it's different as well.
I think, do too.
I think the one donut a day will get you hurt
bad.
More.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even though it's the same thing, it's different. You know, it's kind of like when they sit there, you always see like these health experts will say, you know, if you're drinking this in your coffee every day, and they'll have this gigantic pile of sugar.
Yeah.
Like, this is what you're putting in your body. True. But if it's literally this, it's not good for you for sure. But I don't know. It's weird. If you're taking a tiny bit of, I don't know. You're not sucking it all down at once. Like in that case, to me, it is worse.
Yeah.
I don't know. Don't eat bad stuff.
I just can't believe we don't really have definitive science on all this yet.
Or we do, and they don't want us to know it.
Yeah, like if I said, hey, I'm going to eat clean all week, and every Sunday I'm getting a dozen donuts from Dunkin' and I'm housing them. Is that everybody thinks cool? Like, you should be able to tell me that. Yes, because all the rest of the week you're eating fine.
You would think.
Or no, don't do that.
But I mean, like, that's in your case right there, you're talking about a 95-5 split.
Right.
Of really good to one binge.
Yeah, you want to go nuts every Sunday? Go nuts every Sunday.
Right. Well, there have been diets that will tell you that every Sunday, eat whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like, do whatever, and it'll keep you straight Monday through Saturday. I don't know that that would work for me, but I could see that working for some people. You get it out of your system, have whatever you want, you don't think about it, or even Saturday, whatever day you want it to be. But the other six, you're clean, you know?
Yeah, I was reading a couple of years ago, this guy, Tim Ferriss, who's like a fitness type guy.
Right.
And he would every Sunday do a full on cheat day where mm-hmm. he would eat everything to the extreme.
Right.
Make himself not feel good and then be done with it for a week and then go back to it.
And he was in shape.
He seemed to be in shape. Yeah. I think it was him. I hope I didn't just.
No, but I do. There's a lot of people I think that have their diet like that. Makes sense.
I saw a news story. That shook me, Jerry. Shook me to my very core. It was on a dog website.
Oh, good Lord. Okay.
When I read this, it shook me, though.
Just the dog and the bear, by any chance?
No.
Oh, that was cool.
It was an article about a dog. Happy 20th birthday to this greyhound. Now, in fairness, they did say this was the oldest greyhound.
You'll get the second oldest one.
20
yeah.
years?
That means you got how many years to go? 10?
11.
11.
Yeah, there's no way the greyhound's living to 20. That has something crazy must have been going on with that dog.
It's treated well. It's got good genetics. Why not?
Because they just don't live that long.
Well, apparently this one does.
I mean, I think he's since passed, but it was like, mm-hmm. hey.
It got to over 20.
Yeah, got to 20 years old.
You know what? 18 I'd be happy with for you.
Find an 18-year-old dog. You'll see that with small dogs. I don't know why they say like smaller animals live longer.
Isn't it because the heart can't handle the added weight for that period of time?
I don't know. If the dog's not obese, if the dog is the same size that it's supposed to be.
Going to go to Al's place this summer. We're going to see Nestle Crunch wrappers near the dog's bowl.
Oh, you're eating junk food
hungry?
Again.
How about a Snickers, Whimsy?
It satisfies. Please enjoy this.
You see the whatever type of dog food you're giving, you're sprinkling pure sugar and syrup on
it. Yeah. Here, don't you love this girl?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. That really threw me off. I was like.
Yeah. I mean, you'll have to deal with it.
It's like when I was talking about wanting to get an African gray parrot.
Yeah.
They live like 70 years.
Mm-hmm. That would have outlived you because that you were in your late 30s or early 40s when you were really contemplating that.
That would have definitely outlived me.
We did that on the podcast numerous times.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
Because they're so adorable.
Yeah. Now, if you don't want to give it to Kelsey Grammer.
There you go. You're 70. Just take this until you pass.
He's got 8 kids.
He's at his 8th on the way.
Yeah. So he can you can leave it to them.
Yeah. That's weird because that Theo Vaughn talks a lot about that. His father was 70 when he was born.
Really?
And how weird that was to have an old dad growing up.
Sure. I see it. I mean,
you do?
I've seen it with, my kids are obviously older now, but going through school, there was always that older parent or mom and dad. Always. Now, I don't remember, I'll give you one because his daughter, I don't think any longer, but went to our school for 3 years. Joe Piscopo. I think daughter was in our school for 3 years. And it was neat. People left him alone, which I thought was very cool. But there's no question. People were like, isn't he like 70? Like, he's an older guy.
He was an older guy.
Didn't mean he wasn't a good father, you know, and still is. But other than him, I don't really remember parents that much older, but there were always, and there still are parents that are that have like a six-year-old in kindergarten and they're in their 50s.
Yeah, that's
compared
weird.
Compared to the mom and dad that are 28 and 29 with a yeah. six-year-old in kindergarten.
What it's do you different. Think's most normal now, nowadays? So let's say...
For a first kid?
No, yeah, like, yeah.
30s.
30s.
Yeah, right. I think now, I was 30 when Matthew was born. We tried a little earlier, but I was 30. I think between, for first kid, the norm now is between 32 and 37.
Yeah, it's weird because now if you heard somebody was 25 having a kid, you'd be like, ooh, that's early.
Mm-hmm. That's young.
That's young.
Yeah. It's not crazy, like 18, but it is young. For this day and age, 25 seems young to me.
But like nature wants us to have the babies at that younger age, right?
Yeah, well, nature's so losing out in a lot of cases.
Yeah, it's a battle.
Mm-hmm.
It's yeah. a battle between nature wanting you.
And finances.
Finances,
I do believe
right?
that's a big part of it.
Careers.
Yeah.
People settling down later in life.
People, I know of friends' kids that had kids a little bit before us that are in their mid-20s that are really struggling to get out of the house because of how much rent is, what their salaries are, how expensive it is to live in this area. And you're talking about kids that are, and I mean, they don't want to be home with mom and dad anymore. Right? Like, I know for a yeah. fact they don't. But they also realize if they do, they're going to be in a financial despair very quickly. So you're talking about kids that are 24, 25, 26 that are still home. That's tough.
Yeah, it's funny. If you search that on YouTube,
yeah.
as I must have at one point, or watched a video about it,
mm-hmm.
there's so much content about that now.
Yeah.
That it keeps showing up in my For You section.
You mean having older kids home later and longer?
No, the idea that it's harder to be out of your yeah. parents' house yeah. and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I had to tell you, I'm 55. It does not seem long ago that in my head I kept thinking, like, the one thing you don't want to have to do in life is go move back in with your parents.
Sure. And you are next week?
Good news. No, but it just like,
yeah,
it's nice when you finally get to the point but where you think, okay, that's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. But it takes a long time.
It does.
So you're in your 30s. You could be a financial hardship away from moving back with your parents.
I'm a financial hardship away now.
Yeah.
Are you out of your mind? I mean. Of course.
Like there's still that thought in your head.
Of course there is.
Where it's like, man.
I had a friend of mine who recently just bought a place down South Jersey. But they were renting and renting and renting. And then the rent, they didn't double it. I'm not saying that. But let's just say for poops and giggles, a young couple in their, I want to say they're probably early 30s. One kid, maybe another one on the way. I'm not sure. Their rent went from 20 for like a two-bedroom townhouse. Nothing crazy. And again, South Jersey. I'm not talking about newer. I'm not talking about Jersey City or Hoboken. I mean, like that. I'm like South Jersey. Their rent was $24.50 a month, relatively reasonable. And their lease was up, it was increased to $28.50 a month. Like, all right, now we got to move. Well, in between their lease being up and buying a house, they moved back in with his parents for literally 6 months. And that's all it turned out to be, with a plan. It wasn't like they were going.
Right, had a game plan.
And they're already out. They bought their place and everything. For those 6 months, he's like, I feel like I'm rich. He goes, it's unbelievable because all of a sudden, we just gained $2,400 a month that we...
Yeah, now, you can play around with now.
Yes. Like they saved in 6 or maybe even 7 months. They wound up saving like 15 grand.
Yeah, I think if you have a game plan going into that,
yeah,
move,
and they did.
Then you're good and you stick to
and
it.
And they stuck to it and yeah. they're already out and they got their place. And it turned. I think they ended up being there a month longer than they anticipated, but that was fine. But there are a lot of people that go back and they're like, this is kind of cool. No mortgage.
Yeah, if you're a parent, you can't make it too comfortable. Right.
That is true.
You got to make the kids a little uncomfortable for that.
At what point do you think you start charging your kid for things?
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles, the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility? Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
And I don't mean gross. I don't mean that. But I mean, let's say you've got a... So my kid hasn't gone away to school yet. But let's say he does and he comes back at 23 and he moves back in and he's got a job. Do you charge him rent? Do you charge him for groceries? Are you charging him for, I don't know, whatever else you would expect him? You charging him for a little bit of the electric bill since he's running his own air conditioner in his room?
Yeah, that's a great question.
You know, at what point do you like, hey, you're a grown-up now? I feel like when we were kids, like, you're 18. Either get out, go to college, or you're going to start giving me a couple $100 a month to start learning some responsibility.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good question. I would think of the first thing you do is, you go, oh, you have to pay for your car insurance. You have to pay for, I don't know. Yeah, that's, other than car insurance, I can't think of anything. Charging your kid for rent feels weird.
I agree. But I, there are people
groceries.
That do it.
But you would hope that the kid would go, hey, you know what? Let me pay the cable bill.
You would hope. That would be nice.
But if they don't.
How about when do you kick them off your phone plan?
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Yeah. I think you could do that. You pay for your car insurance. You kicked off the phone plan.
Seems fair.
Yeah, that's fair. Start doing a little.
I'm getting there.
Yeah.
I'm getting there.
All right.
He's only 20, so I'm not crazy yet.
Yes.
But like, I do think when you start getting into your early 20s.
Yep. You got to start putting a plan in place, Jerry.
Especially when you got a good job.
Yes.
And you're making money.
Yes.
You get to bank it all if I can.
Right. That doesn't seem fair.
Exactly.
I think when your kid comes home with a car nicer than yours, and you really start paying, you start really.
And going on better vacations.
Yeah, you really start giving them the bills.
That's right.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up. Now, tomorrow.
You will have CeeLo.
Actually, I'm out tomorrow as well.
Oh.
So you and I are both out tomorrow.
That's right.
So it'll be CeeLo and Fleegs, I believe, doing the warm-up program.
Very good.
I have a freaking doctor's appointment, which I couldn't get. I said I can go to the doctor's anywhere from noon on.
Right. You'd think it's a pretty big window.
You would think, but it's not. They're like, I got 9 o'clock on Thursday or, you know, October 30th. I'm like, October 30th?
I know. I'll take 9 o'clock on Thursday.
Yeah, it's like, I guess I'll take it.
Yep. You do what you got to do.
I'll be tomorrow, Jerry.
It's all right.
Until then. So!
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.